and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all the flocks and the herds, and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim in the path of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. We're going to have a creation celebration this morning. So if the children want to come a bit nearer, they can see better if they would like to do that. You can sit down where you are so that other people, the adults, can see, but just so that you're nearby. You don't, I'll let you know if there's something to help me with. So one thing that we're going to do is whenever I say, wow, I want you to say, that's really good, okay? Wow, that's really good, okay? And if I say, wow, it's really, really good, wow, that's really, really good, okay? So whenever I say wow, you can say really, really good and clap and join in with me. Do you know that there are some presents in this world that are so big we hardly notice them? And they're so huge you hardly notice that they're there at all. Things like air and water and sunlight. We're just so used to seeing them all the time. And I wonder, have you ever had some big presents? Can you see there on the floor? Have you ever had some big presents? What's the biggest present you've had? You haven't got any presents. Oh, dear. Maybe some of us have had big presents, and they're really wonderful, but they're not as wonderful as all the presents that God has given us. Because once upon a time, a very long time ago, right at the beginning of our world, God gave us these enormous big presents when he made the creation. And we often forget to enjoy them and thank them for it. So have we got the... Okay, there we go. So one day, when God went down to look at the earth, there was nothing there. Oops, hang on. Okay, this is... There was nothing there. Nothing there at all, except perhaps God's great big smile and the sound of his happy heart beating with love for all of us. And his heart was so overflowing with love that he wanted to share it with more and more people. Because he had so much love to give, that's why he made us, because he just loves to love, and he loves to love us. And so he decided to make a very special place, our world, and fill it with very special gifts so we could live there. He wanted to make something very special for the people he was going to make, and so they could look after it. But on day one, everything was very, very dark. Can you shut your eyes? When I shut my eyes, it's still not very, very dark. I can still see some light. So it's even darker than that. Put your hands over your eyes and make it as dark as possible. And then imagine it's like 10 times darker than that. Wow, that's amazing. On the very first day, it was as dark can be, and you couldn't see anything at all. It's really hard trying to do something when it's dark, isn't it? So what's the first thing God had to make? Do you remember? You can make it light again now. What did God make first? Light, yes, that was so important. He had a very good idea. He knew just what the world needed. So what do you need when it's dark? You need some light. So here is some light. Let's see if we can make the light work. Yay. Let's see if we can make some more light work. Yay. To remind us that God made light in our world. And he poured it all over the world so he could see what he was doing. Do you know what color light is? It's white, but also, do you know, if you do science, there's all kinds of colors in light. Because we see different color lights, don't we? What lights do we see around us? Yellow lights, traffic lights.
Red lights.
Red lights.
Green lights.
Orange, green, yeah, purple, even blue lights flashing. So all different colors of light. And what color do you like the best? Just think about it in your head, what color you like the best. Because what I want you to do is, hold that color in your mind, your favorite color. Imagine it's in your hand. Just imagine. Imagine you're going to throw your best favorite color onto the screen in just a minute. Are you ready? You got your light bulbs ready in your hands? All the lovely light that God made and all the colors. I'm going to go one, two, three, and then I want you to throw it at the screen, okay? One, two, three, throw. Throw. Ah, there we go. Oh, wow. There we go. Look at all those lovely colors. That's amazing, and you even managed not to get any on my dress, which is really nice of you. So isn't that gorgeous? All the wonderful colors that God made. And when he saw the light and all its beautiful colors, he said, wow, that's really good. That's that's really good. Wow, that's really good. Wouldn't it be a horrible world if we didn't have any light? And then on the second day, God, oh, what is happening with this? Oh, okay. On the second day, God said, we need to make some water. We need some water on this world so that everything can live. And he gave us the gift of water. And not just the water that comes out the tap, the water that's all over the world, in seas and waterfalls and lakes and rivers and in the sky above us. And so he made buckets and buckets of water, even more than I put in my world. And there was too much water. It was everywhere. And so God took the water and he put some in the sky to make a big sky and some on the earth to make the oceans. And do you know why he put the water in the sky? Like a big bubble around the world, yes?
To create the atmosphere
to make the rain. Yes, make the atmosphere to keep us nice and safe and to make the rain so we could grow things. So that was amazing. Then there was blue water on the earth and there was blue sky in the heavens and it looked really sparkly, especially with that brand new light shining all over it. And when God saw the water in the sky and the water in the oceans, he said, wow, that's very good. Very good, yes. And on day three, God went to look at the earth, and it was still all covered in water, but he wanted to grow some things on it. And so he spoke to the earth and the hills and the cliffs and the mountains, and they heaved, and they pushed their way, out of the world, and they made shapes around the world. And they rose slowly, and they were covered with brown earth and even glittering stones. And God shaped the land with his hands and he made the mountains. And I want you to make a mountain. Can you draw a mountain in the air? Draw a big mountain shape and then hold on to the end of your shape. You hold on to the end, and then I want you to go 1, 2, 3 and throw them carefully at the screen, but not at me. I'll have to duck. Okay, 1, 2, 3 Wow, look at those beautiful mountains. Wow, look at them. They're such gorgeous shapes. God made all the mountains and the cliffs and the hills and made it really, really beautiful. So we'd have this amazing world. And on the third day, he didn't just want to leave the rocks and the soil like that. He wanted to cover it with beautiful things. And so he covered it with flowers like this, and like the beautiful flowers in the bouquet there. And he thought of all the things that we could eat. He made bushes covered in berries. He made bananas and mangoes and apples and peaches and oranges. Here's the flowers, and then also lovely, lovely fruit. You have some fruit here. What's this?
Watermelon.
And what other fruit do I have in here? My fruit's gone. Okay, so I have this. What's this? Do you know what this is?
Corn.
A leek. And what's this?
Cabbage.
Cabbage or a lettuce. And what's this?
Cucumber.
Cucumber and carrots. And what else is in here? Oh, what are these?
Kiwis.
Oh, there's a kiwi. Oh, there is a fruit, yeah. And mushrooms. And
garlic.
And tomatoes. Made all these really good things for us. And he planted them everywhere. I wonder what's your favorite fruit? What do you like that God made? What do you like?
Mangoes.
I thought someone was going to say mangoes. What would you like?
I like broccoli.
Broccoli, that's lovely. What do you like?
All the fruits.
All the fruits. What do you like?
Like oranges.
Oranges and
pineapples
and
apples.
Apples. We like so many different things. I want you to imagine now that you're there and God has made this beautiful world, and pick the fruit that you like the best. Go and pick it off a tree or pick it off the ground. And I want you to imagine it's so delicious. It's 10 times more delicious than you've ever had on this world. It's 10 times bigger probably, and it's 10 times juicier because it's so amazing. Delicious. Can you imagine? Can you taste the juice and feel the stickiness of your favorite fruit? I wonder if God sat down on the grass with all the flowers around him, I bet he got a big juicy mango and he bit into it and let the juice dripple all down into his big white beard and just think, wow, this was amazing. He said, wow, that's really, really good. Can you do that again? Wow, that's really, really good. Okay, so God saw what he'd made and said, that's really, really good. And then on the fourth day, let's press the right way, God said, let us make things in the sky. Let's make the sun to warm the day up. And let's make some other wonderful things. Let's make some, what are those?
Planets,
yes, and it was really fun. Can you imagine putting the sun and the planets and things into the sky? And I want you to throw some stars into the sky. So can you make a star shape with your finger and hold onto the end of it? And then what I want you to do is when I go one, two, three, throw them at the screen and make shooting stars, okay? One, two, three, throw. Wow, look at that. And we even have some stars here. There's a star. It's kind of going to shine a little bit. And some other stars that are going to sparkle here. And maybe we put some extra lights into. Make some sparkly stars that you can see there. Okay. Isn't that beautiful? And on the fourth day, God had a look around his whole universe with the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the black holes, and everything. And what did he say? Wow, that's really good. And then on the fifth day, God looked at the sea and the water, and it was all kind of empty. And he thought, what can I do? How can I fill the ocean? So what did he do on the fifth day? What did he make? Do you know? Made some fish, yes. And what else might he have made? I'm not sure which day these were quite, but frogs, they swim in the sea, don't they? And here's another fish. Not quite sure what a fish looks like, a bit like a bird fish. And another frog and a turtle, yes. All these lovely things to fill the ocean. So we should fill the ocean with beautiful, beautiful fish. Aren't they amazing? There were salmon and octopi and eels and starfish and seahorses and jellyfish and catfish and dogfish. And they were all swimming around in the beautiful, clean ocean, having so much fun. And then on the fifth day, God thought, it's also very quiet here. Maybe we should make some music. So what else did he make? He made some birds to sing. And I've got some birds here. Here's a bird. What's that one?
That's a statue bird.
A statue bird, yes. It's a seagull. And this is
a chick.
Yes. And here's a
parrot,
probably. And an egg, so we can make some more. Okay. No, it's not a real egg. I wouldn't dare do that. So I want you to fill the sound, the air, with all the sound of birds. What sound do birds make? Think of your favorite bird song, and I want you to fill this church with bird song. Imagine the world God has created with all these birds that are so happy, and they're singing, and the grown-ups can help you too if they like. All of the birds were singing and praising God, and it was very noisy. And then when God looked at all the fish in the ocean and he listened to all the birds singing in the air, he said, wow, that's really, really good. Whoa, it's a bit noisy then, though. So he said, you know what? It's a bit noisy. I hope they all quieten down when I turn the lights off. I hope they will go to sleep. And then on the sixth day, God gave us animals. Animals to be our friends, to make us laugh, animals to help us. What do I have here?
Zebra.
Zebra and a
kitten.
And a
bear.
Monkey. And a
elephant.
And a
pig.
Oink. And a
thingy.
A thingy. Yeah, I'm not quite sure that one is. So, he gave us all kinds of animals, big ones and little ones. And here's some big ones. And fast ones and slow ones and lots of very funny ones. And I wonder what's your favorite animal? What would you like to be? Can you act out being a certain kind of animal? What's your favorite animal? Just do it. Just show us your favorite animal by... Is that your favorite animal? Here's mine. What's this one?
Elephant.
Can you show me some of your animals? Rawr, I think there's a lion over there. And then on the sixth day, God gave us the most amazing gift. He gave us life. He made people. People, yes. There. made people. And do you know what he did? Do you know how he made people? He got some clay and he made a shape. Now, there's a piece of clay for all of you in here. And Auntie Deirdre is going to give you all a piece, and you've got to try and make a person. Kind of lumps there. Let's try and make a person. So God made a person out of the clay. And you can take the clay away with you. If you put it in an airtight container, it will stay squishy. And then God shaped a human being. He shaped a man out of clay. I tell you what, it's a good job I wasn't God, or we'd be some really funny people here. Because I'm not so good at this. I'm glad God was better at sculpting than I was. This looks like a turtle or a star, anyway. Bit of a squish in the middle. See if I can give him some feet. Looks a bit more like a human being now. Okay. There we go. How does yours look? Isn't it tricky making a human being? You're doing a good job there, are you? You're having a good one.
So,
you're getting there. God made a star instead. Then what did God do to the man he made? He breathed into him and gave him air to breathe. And the man came alive, and his body, all the clay turned into blood and bones and nerve and brains and everything that makes us the wonderful human beings that we are. Everything to live and move and love and enjoy the world. Isn't that amazing? And of all the things God had made, man was the best. But then he still had one more thing left to do, one extra special thing. He had to make a lady. How did he do that? Do you know? He took a bone out of Adam, out of his chest, and he made Eve out of the body of Adam. And made a very special. I don't know, God can do amazing things. So he does something very, very special. And of all the things God had made, the man and the lady, they were the best. And he says, be fruitful and multiply. And here they are. Here's a lovely family. But Adam and Eve were made first because God wanted us to have a place so we could love each other. In fact, all week, every day, God had been making this world for these special human beings, for us, with everything that we need to keep us loved and happy and healthy and safe and well-fed. Why? Because he loves us. And he wanted them to take care of the world and the air and the water and the birds and the fish and the animals and the plants. And the thing he especially wanted them to know was how to love one another. So you can make your ball now into a heart. You can shape a heart from your clay, because the most important thing God wants to show is that he loves us and that we can love him back because he loves us. And we can love each other. You had a crocodile. That's really cool. Thank you. And so he made them to love each other. And he loves them so much. And when he saw the man and the lady and all the animals and all these other amazing things, God said, this isn't just good. This is very, very good. We need to give him a good clap. Wow. It's very, 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 very good. And God was amazed. And then on the seventh day, sit down with your hearts, make some hearts. You can sit down because this is a day of rest when God made the Sabbath. He came back to visit the earth and have a good rest because he loved us so much. He wanted to spend time with his new friends, and he brought a special gift with him. He brought the gift of Sabbath. And the gift is a very special gift that we have every single week. It's like an every week birthday present for our world, the Sabbath is. So have you ever thought of it like that? That Sabbath is a birthday present from God so that we can rest and get to know him better and love each other better? And I'm going to give you a gift here. There's one for all of you. And Auntie Deirdre can pass them out. So there's a little packet for all of you here, and you make a little box to show this world as a gift. And you fold it in, so you can make a box. You can do it a bit later if you want, but then you have a sticker, six stickers to go one on every side of the box of all the days of creation, okay? So you make your little box to remind you that Sabbath is a gift. You put all the days of creation on it, and then you can come and get a special heart-shaped gem to go in your box make your box first, and then you can come and get your gem, to remind us that it's a special gift from God on the Sabbath. So you can open it now, but do it later. You can, Auntie Deirdre will help you to do it. But this is to show you that Sabbath is a special gift. So sit down now with your gift so people can see. And he wanted this to be a special gift for us all, so that we could rest, we could spend time with him, time with each other, and time enjoying all the wonderful gifts he has made for us. And it's a time to rest there on the bench, like that day when we can stop working and rest. I'll do this afterwards, so we'll do this after the service. You can meet me in the foyer. And it's a day to worship together, so we can worship God like we're doing here. It's a day to be close to our family like this and spend time with our family. It's a day to be kind to others. And it's a day to go out in creation and enjoy all the wonderful things God has made. And to be filled with wonder for all the big things and all the little things that God has made in our world. Aren't they amazing? I'm going to do it later, okay? When we finish the service, you can come and find me by the door. But this is just a little thing to remind you, I'll do it later, that Sabbath is a gift, and you need to stick all your stickers on the outside as well first. So, and God said, wow, this is really, really good. This is an amazing day of love that we're sharing together. It's the best part of the whole week. It's time to enjoy everything I've made and to celebrate life. And at the end of the Sabbath, God said goodbye to the man and the lady. It had been fun making this whole world for us, even more wonderful to share it with his new friends, Adam and Eve. He showed them the light that he made and the water in the sky and on the sea. He showed them the stones and the soil and the things that he'd created, the flowers to make the world smell nice, the food to eat. He showed them the stars and the moon and the sun and the planets. He showed them the fish and the birds and the animals, and they had an amazing time. Then God blessed them, gave them a kiss, and put them to bed for the night. And he said, wow, this is really perfect. And as God made his way back home, he looked at the little blue planet he'd made. It was all blue and glowy and beautiful and perfect and sparkling. In fact, all week, every day, God had been making this earth just for these human beings, and now it was finished. And he wanted to show his love to them. Whoops, oh dear. Somehow I've lost the last page. You know what, just don't worry about it. So God did all of this because he loved us. And he said, I will love these people. They are so precious. I will love them. Even if they mess up this place, I will go on loving them because they are my children and they are very special to me. So God was so happy that he'd made this place, and he's so happy to love each one of us. Thank you. That's wonderful. And I want you to remember that everything God made, everything that you see around you, God made because he loves you, and he wants you to remember how much he loves you. Every day he made these things for you in this beautiful world, and then because he loves you, he made Sabbath so that you could worship him and share love with each other and be kind to others. So isn't our God amazing that he made all these wonderful things for us? Aren't you thankful to him for all that he's done? And I want you to notice all the things that he's made around you. And every time you see something wonderful, say, thank you, God, that's amazing. Thank you, God. Wow, that's very, very good. So you want to stick up. Someone will help you with that in a minute. So thank you. You can go and sit down now. And we will finish this at the end. Go and sit down now. And after the service is finished, you can come for your special gem when you've got all your stickers on your box that reminds you that God gave us Sabbath as a special gift. Thank you, children. Thank you for your interaction. And we're going to sing a song now.